Page 13. Activity 5. Identifying the three keys to taking effective lecture notes.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Richard Baldwin, and I am the academic advisor here at the English Language Center. If you have any questions about applying to a university or if you need help with your application, you can come see me in my office. So, this morning, I want to give you a general introduction to the university system in the United States and Canada. First, I'm going to tell you about three types of university courses. And then, my second main topic is course requirements. Course requirements, which means what you have to do in order to pass the course. Okay? So I'll talk about those two topics, and then you'll have time to ask questions before we take a break, okay? All right, now, as I said, first I want to tell you about three types of university courses. And I should explain that I'm talking about undergraduate courses now, because the system is different at the graduate level. All right? The most common type of undergraduate course is called a lecture course. Got that? A lecture course. Now, basically, in a lecture course, the professor talks and the students sit and take notes. This is very important, taking notes, I mean, because most of the time the information in a lecture is not the same as the information in your books, and you can expect to have questions on your exams that are based on the lectures. So you see, it isn't enough to just read your textbooks, like it is in some countries. In the U.S. and Canada, the system is that you have to attend lectures. And during the lecture, you can't just sit there and listen. You have to take notes. Then, later, you use the notes to study for your exams. I hope that's clear. Now, as an undergraduate in almost any major, you'll probably spend 4 to 6 hours a week attending lectures. But that's 4 to 6 hours for each lecture course. Do you understand? And students normally take 3 or 4 lecture courses per semester, so figure it out. You're going to spend a lot of hours each week listening to lectures. And the last thing about lecture courses is that they're often held in very large rooms because undergraduate courses like Introduction to Psychology can have 200 or 300 students in them, especially at large universities. And so, well, what if you have a question or need help? There's no way that one professor can meet with 300 students, right? That's why each week all the students in a lecture course are divided into groups for a special kind of class called a discussion section, which meets for 2 or 3 hours a week, and it's smaller, maybe 20 or 30 students. Your discussion section is the place where you can ask questions about the lectures and the readings and go over homework. But this class isn't taught by your professors. At large universities, it's taught by graduate students called teaching assistants, or TAs. Let's see. So far, I've told you about lecture courses and discussion sections. The third kind of class I want to mention is especially important for science majors, and that's the lab class. Lab is short for laboratory. If your major is chemistry or physics or any other kind of science, you'll have to spend several hours a week in the lab. This is where you do your experiments.